Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
On Radio Bulgaria, this is Tourism. The town of Zemen is among the smallest and most beautiful ones in Bulgaria. It is situated about 70 kilometers to the southwest of Sofia and can be found on both banks of the Struma River in a small hollow which is a hole leading to the picturesque Zemen Gorge. The river itself starts from the Vitusha mountain and its role in the life of people there is important. Its waters irrigate the orchards and the sand seals provide precious material for construction activities. There are different fish species in the river due to the clean nature around. The spot turns into a camping for tents and caravans in the summer full of fishermen from Sofia, Pernik and other places nearby. The area is mountainous and there are lots of caves for the brave hiding in the high parts of the Zemen Gorge. One can enjoy a series of picturesque views from down Struma and the gorge is a fantastic natural phenomenon, says Temenushka Zemenska, a teacher in geography with the local school.
Земенския пролом, който започва от град Земен, началото му е при моста Привърниците и свършва при село Рушац.
The gorge starts at the town of Zemen and it is 21 kilometers long. Czech historian and politician Konstantin Jiříček went through Zemen yet in the 19th century, saying it was one of the most beautiful gorges in Bulgaria. It still remains the only one not constructed and virgin. One can go through it using the railroad constructed back in 1909 and get astonished by natural phenomena such as the Rocky Pyramids. The gorge is also famous with the first fortress built up yet before the fall of the First Bulgarian Empire. It is called Zemungrad and it named our settlement. There are many churches and monasteries as well, erected over the centuries along both sides of the gorge. The construction of a tourist ecopath is envisaged with funding from the municipality, Mrs. Zemenska says. One should visit the famous Zemen Monastery, emblematic for the town. It dates back to the 9th century and is one of the few survived monuments of Bulgaria's medieval architecture. The temple consists of two linked buildings, a small belfry and a church situated in the middle of a big yard. Local guide Камелия Петрова tells us more on the Свети Йоан Богослов Church.
Една от най-старите църкви в България, построена е още 11 век. Манастирът е по-късен, той от 18
век. This is one of the oldest churches in Bulgaria from the 11th century. The monastery is from the 14th century. We enjoy beautiful nature around and lots of tourists. The church's architecture is unique. It has been built as a cube with each side being 9 meters long. It has been depicted twice. The first one took place right after its building had finished. Only the image of Saint Anna has been preserved since then. The rest of the murals come from the 14th century, but still few images have been preserved. The faces in the icons are really lively and realistic. The murals keep their original image, those have not been restored but only cleaned and preserved. The temple resembles a lot the Bojana church near Sofia and the one in the village of Dobrsko at the foot of Rila. Actually, these are some of the oldest and most precious churches in Bulgaria. Apostles Peter and Paul, also Theodore Stratelatis, have been depicted in full size. One of the first images of St. John of Rila is also here. It is known that he used to live around. The donor's portraits at the Zemen Monastery show really great artistic value and can be compared only to the images of Sebastokrator Kalyan and his wife Desislava on the walls of the Bojana Church. The altar of the Zemen Monastery is also remarkable. A similar one is hard to be found anywhere else. It is a massive stone plate with various marble and stone pieces of different colors underneath gathered by donations of locals, said local guide Камелия Петрова.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.